fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Four cafes in the community of Jackson Gap, and Lem Shadle owned them all. Shadle's cafes were all alike. They served cheap, fiery liquor and provided facilities for any type of gambling. Most of the men who found gold in the surrounding hills lost it over Shadle's tables. Only a stranger or a fool complained about his loss.
I said it once, and I say it again. The game's crooked. I want my money back.
Just step this way, stranger. Anyone that ain't satisfied has the privilege of speaking to Mr. Shadle in his office.
Lead me to him. I'll tell him what I think of his thieving games. Can't rob me and get away with it.
Right in there.
Good evening, stranger.
Your name's Shadle?
Yes, he wants to complain about our gambling, Mr. Shadle.
I lost 6 months of savings on that crooked wheel. By thunder, Shadle, I won't take it sitting down. You got to do something about it.
Now, wait a minute. Of course we'll do something about it. You have that piece of lead pipe?
Yeah.
Huh? Have one of the boys help you dispose of that thing.
All right, boy.
I've got to step into the next room. I must congratulate some man named Stacy. He actually won at the faro table.
What's been going on? Man's been seeing up $2,000 in less than an hour.
You're mighty lucky, Mr. Stacy. Mighty lucky. You sure are. Mr. Shadle want to shake your hand.
And it's one thing about Mr. Shadle. He's always glad to see a man win at one of his games. Good advertising for the place.
Oh, here's Mr. Shadle now.
Well, is this the lucky winner?
Yep, this is Mr. Stacy, Mr. Shadle.
Howdy, Mr. Shadle.
You want to be careful with all that money, Mr. Stacy. I'll send these two men with you. Make sure you get home safely.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Mr. Shadle. I'll get home safe enough.
I must insist. It would be bad for my reputation if someone held up a winner on his way home. Go with him, boys.
Right. Sure thing. Come on, Mr. Stacy.
Oh, but I don't need
it's
any...
It's a rule in them, Mr. Shadle. They always got to see that winners get home safe.
Oh, Hawk. 1 minute.
Yeah, boss.
I'll be sure you and Bart take him outside of town before you slug him.
Yeah, I know. You told me.
The last time you and Bart went out with a winner, you slugged him and left him right near Jim Parker's house.
We done it to rile that old fool.
Yeah, it riled him, all right. It made him more determined than ever to get some kind of organized law in Jackson Gap. I don't want anything like that to happen.
All right, boss.
Parker might make trouble for me.
Ah, he couldn't do nothing to you. He's nothing but a soft-hearted old fool that's trying to buy friends by giving a hand out to every down-out saddle bum.
Hawk, never make the mistake of underestimating a man like Parker. He's mild and soft-spoken, but his kind can be dangerous. Mighty dangerous.
You coming, Hawk?
Yeah.
Go on, and remember what I've said.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger's nephew, Dan Reed, and the Indian named Tonto were at the huge home of Jim Parker.
So you've heard about me, Dan? Well, I hope some of it was good.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, plenty good.
We heard how you kept a sack of gold on hand all the time to help anybody that was down and out.
Oh, that's nothing. I can't take it with me. When a man gets to be my age and has more than he can spend, it does him good to pass it out.
You make money with gold mine, huh?
Well, I was lucky a few years ago, Tonto. I guess I'm one of the mighty few that struck it rich in these parts.
A lot of men are trying to find gold.
Yes, poor critters. I'm sorry for them.
Oh, Dan, you've got a letter.
Golly, yes. I almost forgot the reason we came. It's for you, sir.
My sakes, why didn't you say so? Where's it from?
We were in Conway City, and the postmaster asked us if we were coming this way. I told him we were, and he asked us to bring this letter. Here it is.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks a lot. Why were you coming here to Jackson Gap? Going to try your hand at prospecting?
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah, I'll have a look at my mail.
A friend of ours had heard about a string of cafes that are run by a man named Shady.
Yeah, worst cutthroat that's ever stayed off the end of a rope.
That's what we heard.
Him plenty strong.
Our friend is hoping to cut...
Jupiter, this is great.
Oh, good news?
At last. This is what I've been waiting for.
Golly, I'm glad.
At last, the federal government recognizes Jackson Gap as a community. We'd have an appropriation of money to hire paid lawmen.
Oh, that's plenty good.
Yeah, we can have a sheriff and build a jail and put a few laws into effect. Then... Will you and Tonto excuse me?
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got to get Cephas and Newt and, well, a few other men who want a decent place to live and sell them the idea of putting old Ben Halloway in a steady job.
Gang will say when they learn there's to be law and order here.
Maybe have plenty to say. Maybe do plenty.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
It was sundown the following afternoon. Ben Halloway came home from one of his many discouraging trips to the hills and found his wife wearing a dress that she saved for special occasions.
Sakes alive, Sarah. Is this a birthday or something I overlooked?
Oh, it's something special, Ben, but you didn't overlook it.
Yeah, when you're dressed up like that, you look prettier than any woman in town. You're sure deserving of a better provider than I am.
Oh, Ben, such talk.
Seems that luck's just set against me. Doggone it, honey. I've tried so blame hard to strike it rich.
Oh, bless your old hide, Ben. I'm not saying you haven't tried. There haven't been many men have tried harder, but you just weren't blessed with luck.
Well, lots of men have struck it rich. I heard of another strike over near Washoe.
Ben, wouldn't you like it if we were to have a regular income, steady job?
Where'd such a thing come from?
We could plan ahead and save a little money and buy things we need.
Sarah? There's something on your mind, and I want to know what it is.
Folks here all say you're the squarest man there is, Ben. The most level-headed at settling things.
Ain't none can say anything against me, I know that.
That's why the committee is coming here to see you.
Committee?
Mm-hmm.
What in tarnation are you talking about?
Well, it's made up of all the old-timers that have lived here for years. Jim Parker, Clem Holbrook, Dave Tucker, and a couple of others. Oh, there they are now. Oh, sakes alive, Ben. This is the grandest thing. I'll open the door.
Oh, my soul, I'd like to know what it's all about. That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Sarah. I'll be there, Ben.
Come right in. Come
Come right in.
Well, howdy, Newt. Hiya, Jim.
There's old Honest Ben now. Quiet, Ginger. You look spry for an old one.
Oh, go on. I'm younger than you are.
Well, Ben, I reckon Sarah's told you all about it.
Not a darn thing.
Well, all joke aside now, I'm plumb downright serious, Ben. This here community has got recognized at last.
Uh-huh.
We've got to have some sort of an organization here, and law and order and such. We got some cash allowed for the pay of the man that's to have the job of sheriff and justice of the peace and all the other things rolled into one.
Yes?
Well, we decided that we'd find the squarest man in town for the job, and we all thought it'd been Holloway.
Ben, did you hear that?
Me?
You're the man we want, Ben.
Oh, gosh. Well, golly, fellas, I don't know what to make of it.
Well, now, you can't say no, Ben. Sarah's already said that you'd take the job.
But there might be some folks in town wouldn't want me for it.
They don't count.
But I tell
ben,
you that...
talked it over a lot. There are some folks who'd be against you. They're the folks we want to put where they belong.
Shadle and his gang, for example.
Ben and do a lot of good for the town.
There's lots of needs doing. Town's getting worse all the time.
When crooks like Shadle get to running a whole string of crooked places, I say down with them.
Down with them. That's the ticket.
You can appoint as many deputies as you want.
You can count on all of us to help you, Ben.
Well, there'll be a lot of folks that won't like it if you fellas just take it into your hands and put me in charge.
If there's trouble on that score, we'll handle it.
Shadle won't like it, boys.
That's too bad, but it can't be helped.
Boys, I'm proud to take the job.
That's your ticket, Ben.
When word of the action of the town committee had reached Shadle, the smart operator of the cafes called a meeting in his office.
You boys know what'll happen if Holloway gets a few honest deputies to work with him, don't you?
Yeah, we know.
If law comes to town, it'll mean that the men who don't like the way we do things will have someone to go to with their complaints.
Yeah, it'll mean that a few murders might be solved.
Yes, and a few other things. Hawks is still spending money from the last time he stuck up the stage.
We don't want no law around here.
Bart's got reason to worry, too.
Ben Holloway's got nothing on me. Neither has Jim Parker.
No? It won't take him long to get something. Ma Lampson is just waiting for some kind of law officer so she can tell about you forging her name in those papers.
But that deal is all closed.
It won't take long for lawmen to open it.
How about taking care of things before he can get in?
Oh, Jim Parker and his citizens committee would find another man for the job. One that's just as honest as Ben.
Oh, what's your suggestion, boy?
I'm going to Parker and suggest that we put Ben into office the right way, by a public election.
But I thought you didn't want him.
We won't get him. Once we get the citizens' committee to agree to an election, we can put up another man and vote him in instead. We'll bring in 40 or 50 boys that I know to vote for our man.
Hey, Shane.
What's the matter with you?
We've been talking with the wind open.
See if anyone's outside. See anyone?
I guess it's no one that counts.
What do you mean?
Just the redskin sleeping on the ground.
Throw some water on the
tree. Oh, never mind him. Close the window and leave him be.
Otto, are you sure of what you heard?
Me hear everything. Fella named Shadle on a call for regular election.
Then he'll put up his own man to run against Ben.
But golly, there's not enough crooks to put Shadle's man in office.
Shadle wouldn't nominate a man if he didn't intend to get him in.
Oh, golly.
Shadle say him bring in 40, 50 men to vote.
So that's his plan. And the sooner we get busy, the better. Dan, you stay here in camp. Otto, come with me. Ready there, Silver?
What are you going to do?
It's going to be an election. It'll have to be a campaign for the big fellas. We'll conduct our own campaign.
Steady, fellas.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before we continue with the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. to continue our story. Ben Holloway sat in the library of Jim Parker's home, listening to the head of the Citizens Committee as Parker told of the need for law in Jackson Gap.
We'll see that there's lawyers for you, Ben. You just get evidence and make arrests. The other men and I'll see that the crooks get what's coming to them when the judges get here.
Parker, I sure aim to do my best on this job.
Mind if I step in?
Haven't you heard a rapping on the door, Hawk?
Yep, I've heard of it.
Did Shadle throw you out of his place?
Nope. I'm coming to you as a citizen in good standing, Mr. Parker.
Well?
I heard that you and a few others took it on yourselves to put Ben here in charge of a sheriff's office.
What about it?
Ben's a good man.
You approve of our choice of a lawman?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Parker. You see, we want Ben to have the job without danger of losing it by protest.
How can he lose it?
Shadle can protest it, can't he?
How?
Well, he could stir up a lot of resentment about a handful of people appointing a public official.
It's very strange to see you interested in public affairs.
Well, me and the boys thought maybe there should be a regular election.
There's no one to oppose Ben.
Well, we could nominate someone like that big, dumb, overgrown jughead, Moose Merrivale. He wouldn't stand a chance of being elected. But if everyone had a chance to vote, there couldn't be no comeback.
Parker, that's a good idea. I'd hate to have people feel that I didn't get my job fair and square.
There may be something in the idea.
Well, sure there is.
We talked it all
I'll
over.
I'll get in touch with the Citizens Committee. We'll have an election, if that's what they want.
Hey, look!
Steady.
Mask.
Which is?
Take it easy. No one will get hurt.
Who are you? What do you want here?
Just a matter of money, that's all, Parker. Gold.
Robbery!
If this is some of Shadle's
work... Never mind the talk. Otto, come in here.
Me here.
The Redskin!
You were the same one?
Who?
He was here the other night.
Where's the box with Parker's gold?
It's right there.
Where's it? You and that kid came here to see where I kept the gold. You were the spy on me.
Got it, Toto.
You got it.
This way, then.
You won't get far.
There'll be law around here. You'll pay for this.
We'll meet again.
I'll try to get him for you.
Drill the polecat! Oh.
The robbery of Jim Parker was just one more crime added to the list of those that had gone unpunished in Jackson Gap. In the days that followed, the excitement of the robbery was overshadowed by the increasing excitement of the community's first election campaign.
Quiet now! Quiet! I don't know much law, boys, but by thunder, I know the crooked gambling games have got to be cleaned up. I know that men who kill have got to be run down and tried by a jury and strung up. I know that masked men that steal from anyone as fine as Jim Parker have got to be hunted down. Now, mind you, gents, I don't say that I can do these things. But if you elect me, I sure will do my best to bring law and order to Jackson Gap.
That's good work, Ben. That was a first-rate speech. Step over here with the crowd.
Did all right, Parker?
Yes, sir, you sure did. But say one thing.
Yes?
In the next speeches, don't make any mention of that masked man stealing my gold.
No? Why not?
Well, just do it, that's all, Ben.
Doggone it. If there's any man in this town that don't deserve being robbed, it's you.
Ben, I'll tell you something on the quiet. I wasn't exactly robbed.
But I saw Jim. I was sitting right there the other night when that masked man came into your house.
Yeah, but you weren't there last night when he came back.
He came back? Well, of all the downright nerve,
he explained a few things to me. I told him to go ahead and use that gold as he saw fit. He's going to use it for your election campaign.
Jim? There's a lot you're not telling me.
Well, I promise not to say very much.
I don't see why anyone's got to spend your money to get me elected. If I can't win from Moose...
Then it won't be easy to win from Moose.
Huh? Won't be. Why not?
Shadle put over a fast trick on us.
He did?
Shadle has sent out word. And every crook for miles around is moving into Jackson Gap.
To vote for Moose?
Yep.
We've got to do something about it.
I'm sure hoping that masked man can do something about it.
Well, Jim, what's over there? What's all that?
More of the hoodlum friends of Shady heading for the cafe.
Give those boys anything they want. everything free, gents. Step right up.
Hey, Bush, you got to tell us how to vote. Never voted in my life.
Oh, it's going to be real easy. There'll be a town meeting, and you just write my name on a slip of paper when the vote's called for. That's all there is to it.
Town meeting, huh? Well, that sounds easy enough. When's it to be?
Saturday night at the meeting hall.
While men from all sides rode into town for the meeting, the Lone Ranger guided his great horse Silver through the hills.
One to the left.
Ben Holloway had spent years traveling through those hills. He knew every lonesome prospector who eked a meager existence by panning the streams or scratching the ground in the hope of finding gold.
Oh, Silver, how are you? Cut it out.
Howdy, mister.
Howdy, big fella. I want to talk to you.
Yes, man, you don't scare me none. You can help yourself to all I got, and I won't be no poorer, and you won't be no richer.
You know Ben Holloway?
Oh, Ben? Sure do. Chances are he'd be living here with me if he didn't have a wife in Jackson Gap.
Then you're one of his friends?
Yep.
Good. I have some gold for you.
Ben Holloway? You bet he's my friend.
Then he needs your help. Now listen to me.
I'll do just what you say, mister.
I'll expect you at the meeting on Saturday.
Easy, big fella. One silver!
Saturday, the biggest meeting Jackson Gap had ever known. Everyone jammed the biggest hall in town for the first election.
Yeah, there's sure a lot of strangers here.
I don't know how we'll all get into the hall.
Look at them ugly men that carry the moose banners.
Sakes alive, Ben Holloway's all slicked up.
Ain't this a meeting, though? I'm betting on Ben.
Sure is exciting.
Oh, Ben, I'm afraid.
Now, Sarah, there's no use being afraid. The worst that can happen is for me to lose the election.
But if the Shadow Bunch get control of the law in Jackson Gap, why, it'll be a frightful place to live. It'll be more outlaw than ever.
I know.
Oh, Mr. Parker.
Evening, Sheriff. Jim, how's it look?
Well, Ben, I've had Newton Cephas standing at the door and checking as the men came in.
Oh, you have?
And afraid Shadle is outsmarted us.
Oh, dear.
We might as well face it. Shadle has more men here than we have.
I suppose there's no way they can be deprived of their vote.
Nope, the Citizens Committee talked that over. They'll all have to be given a vote. What time you got?
2 minutes past eight, last time I looked. Let's see. It's 5 after now.
Time to call the meeting. Maybe a miracle will happen.
Oh, to think how sure we were, Ben.
Never mind, honey.
How I counted on a job for you.
Better be quiet. Jim is ready to call the meeting.
All right, everyone. Quiet down. Come to order.
Don't forget my name. My name's Moose.
Big blabbermouth. Find Sheriff Hill, mate.
Well, let's have it quiet. Folks, we're here for one of the biggest events Jackson Gap has ever known. Our community is at last going to have a chance to grow up. We're going to be given financial support from the government so we can have local officials. We're to have a full-time paid servant for the public welfare.
Oh, get to the point and let's have the voting over with.
All of you know the two men who are running for the office of sheriff. One is our respected citizen, Ben Holloway. The other... he's Moose Merivale.
Listen to the hoodlums that are backing him.
Yes, I know.
Now, quiet down, please. Quiet down. You've all been given a slip of paper. Just one slip to a man. I warn you, if there's more votes than there are people here, we'll have to vote again. This officer of the law is to be chosen by a majority of the people who are here and voting. Now, if you're ready to ride out your board...
Hey, first my old pal!
Ben!
Ben, come with me. I got gold!
What?
Look here, Ben. It's gold. Look!
Great day!
Ben! Ben! I gotta come with me! I gotta come and get your share! Look at the gold! We got gold to throw away! Look at this!
Oh, Ben, your friends from the hills.
They struck it rich!
Ben's coming with me! Ben is my partner. Come on, Ben. Come with us and stake a claim.
Come on, we can't wait!
We're all staking claim!
I'm going to stake a claim.
Hey, wait for me, Hawk. I'm in on this.
Yeah, me too.
Let me out. Yeah.
Come on, get out of here. Let me in on this. I'm going to get a gold mine.
Wait, come back. Wait for the vote. Come back here, you fool.
Keep that job and serve. I'm going to have a gold mine.
The wild confusion broke up the meeting for several minutes. The hoodlums and outlaws from the hills were frantic in their rush to be among the first to reach the newly found gold field. Ben Holloway was wide-eyed and undecided, but Sarah managed to keep him at the meeting with the town's more stable citizens.
Come now, boys, come now. Let's get the meeting going. Right, Dad.
Hey, soon, get to wait a minute. You can't vote now. Everyone's gone.
Oh, not everyone, Peter. The solid citizens of Jackson Gap won't run wild at rumor gold.
But this isn't... Peter,
who's in the safety is just to start that meeting. It is set known that your side wind of powers would run out on you at the first sign of easy cash. Now, this is election. It means more of the people who remain here than in will-o'-the-wish room of a gold strike. Which I don't think is enough opposition to Ben Holloway to make a vote by ballot necessary. So, all those in favor of making Moose the sheriff, say aye.
Aye!
Those in favor of Ben Holloway?
Aye!
Then I declare Ben is the sheriff. Stand up, Ben.
Quiet! All I got to say is this. I'm naming my deputies right now. And you can let it be known that this town is going to be too hot for crooks. You can also let it be known that we're starting tomorrow morning to make some arrests. You, Shadle, better pass that on to your friends. I gave up my big chance at a gold claim to get this job. By Juniper, I'm going to make it a good job.
Oh, Ben, Ben. By the way, you didn't choose a gold claim. Those friends of yours. It came from the masked man.
What?
Yep. That's his way of campaigning for law and order.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.